You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has reported yet another record rise in global COVID-19 cases, with over 230,000 detected in the past 24 hours. The organization warns the pandemic's spread is accelerating, with the world close to 13 million cases just days after reaching 12 million. South Africa, which has seen the world's fourth largest daily increase, has reimposed a ban on the sale of alcohol and a nighttime curfew. President Cyril Ramaphosa says a quarter of the nation's COVID-19 deaths occurred in the last week.
For more than 120 days, we have succeeded in delaying the spread of a virus that is causing devastation in many countries around the world. We delayed the spread of the virus by working together and by maintaining our resolve as South Africans. But now, the surge in infections that we had been advised by our medical experts would come has now arrived. The storm is upon us.
He says the new measures will prevent hospital beds and oxygen supplies from being overloaded by alcohol-related injuries. Face masks have also been made mandatory in public for all South Africans. In the United States, Florida has become the most active state in the nation's outbreak, recording its largest daily increase of 15,000 infections. Masks are compulsory in several counties, prompting anti-mask protesters to gather at a restaurant in Windermere.
Stand down, stand down, stand down, stand down, stand down.
Protesters rallied behind the owner's decision not to enforce mask wearing in her restaurant as agents from the Florida Division of Alcoholic Beverages and Tobacco served her a warning. More anti-mask protests are being organized in several US states, including Florida and Michigan, defying public health orders aimed at reducing the spread of COVID-19. Rally attendees like Barbara Andreas insist the laws infringe on their personal freedom.
I have no problem if anybody wants to wear a mask, feels comfortable wearing a mask, we fully support that. Do it. If it makes you feel better, if it makes you feel safe and healthy, do it. But for the rest of us, we shouldn't be required to. We do enough for our health to support our immune system. There are studies that show the detriment on the other side of things to wearing the mask as well. So I think the bottom line is that a government is there to protect our rights. They're not there to tell us how to live our life and how to be healthy, basically.
Mexico's death toll is set to surpass Italy's to become the fourth highest number of fatalities from the coronavirus in the world. The country reported more than 500 new deaths on Saturday, taking its death toll past 34,700, while Italy has confirmed almost 35,000. Worst-hit Mexico City is targeting neighbourhoods with higher infection rates, including using surveillance cameras to track mask usage. Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum is also ordering infected households to self-isolate.
It consists of protecting families in which there's a case of COVID. The goal is that all members of the household stay at home for at least 15 days if any of them's been diagnosed with COVID to avoid further infections.
The Mexican government says over 1,500 Mexicans have been killed by the virus in the US, with the cremated remains of around 250 people flown back to their native country from New York. Consul General of Mexico in New York, Jorge Ailes, says the remains will be returned to their families for burial.
Es un día triste porque llegan a México.
It's a sad day because 250 of our compatriots who died are arriving in Mexico. The majority of them were alone and isolated as a result of them fulfilling their duty and their work to sustain their families in both the United States and in Mexico. Nevertheless, it's a day that will give us all peace and comfort because they arrived in their homeland for their final rest.
Porque llegan a su patria a descansar finalmente.
Voters in northern Spain are heading to the polls amid fresh outbreaks in Galicia and Basque Country. More than 460 people who recently tested positive for the virus and those waiting for results have been banned from voting in the regional elections. One voter in Burela is undeterred by fears of a second wave of infections.
I decided to come and vote because since I can, I've always voted. Apart from that, security measures are perfect. We are at the same risk coming here as when we go shopping or to the pharmacy.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.